Oh, let's sing that again. My hope is secure in the Lord, God alone. Oh, not in the things that I see. Oh, boldly I come to His throne through a grace to find mercy in my time of need. His foundation of love is what I'm thinking of. Blood was shed for me. The battle's not mine, the battle's not mine. It's been His all the time. He is my sure victory. Hallelujah. I believe it's going to be, as I think the Holy Spirit has already set the tone for a wonderful morning. I want to just say a little bit about the nature and condition of the world before I jump into our message here today. But as we were singing that song, Get Ready, that I know that the Lord has prophesying through other prophets around the country, showing them major things that God is getting ready to do. How many of you know when it gets really, really, really dark, God's people, as we cry out, God comes in ways to manifest His glory and His life and to cause a turn around in people's hearts. There's a lot of pain. It's not that God's judging the sin, it's the consequences of the sin. When people give to sin, it creates pain. You can cover it up and say it's not and just go on, but pain, sin has consequence. It appeals to people because it seems to be pleasurable at first, some things. Some people go different things for adrenaline rush. But there's only satisfaction in God's order and God's way of doing things. The fulfillment of life is tasted only in God's pattern. And when you live His pattern and you give yourself to the Lord to allow Him to deal with you and to cleanse those things from your life that are unsavory and not glorifying to Him, a deep peace begins to manifest in your life. I saw recently, somebody posted this, it says, you know, the average Christian compares himself with other Christians, but a thriving Christian imitates Jesus. Amen. Let's jump into, title this two Sunday series called All In. And I want to call this one, message, Crossing Over. I would like to just go ahead and read Joshua chapter 3. If you want to set everything aside so you can hear it, maybe just lift your head and, who knows, close your eyes. Just allow the Word of God to go in. And I'm going to emphasize a few things. But how many of you know Joshua chapter 3 is all about after Moses has died and Joshua is the new guy on the block and he's been set up by God and to take the people of Israel into the promised land. And our church is on the edge of a new season. We're on a new season. So this morning is about that new season. So here's Joshua chapter 3, first verse. Then Joshua rose early in the morning, and they set out from Acacia Grove and came to the Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they crossed over. So it was after 3 days that the officers went through the camp. They commanded the people, saying, when you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God, and the priest, the Levites, bearing it, you shall set out from your place and go after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Do not come near it, that you may know the way by which you should go, for you have not passed this way before. Let me just make one comment. The reason he told them to stay back was because there's 2 million of them. So if you stay back a bit, you can see where the guys are, and they're leading the way. Now listen to verse 5. Then Joshua said to the people, sanctify yourselves, For tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Then Joshua spoke to the priest, saying, take up the ark of the covenant and cross over before the people. So they took up the ark of the covenant and went before the people. And the Lord said to Joshua, this day I will begin to exalt you in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that I was, as I was with Moses, I will be with you. You shall command the priest to bear the ark of the covenant, saying, when you have come to the edge of the water of the Jordan, you shall stand in the Jordan. So Joshua said to the children of Israel, come here and hear the words of the Lord your God. And Joshua said, by this you shall know that the living God is among you, that he will without fail drive out before you the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Hivites and the Perizzites and the Girgashites and the Amorites and the Jebusites. Behold, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth is crossing over before you into the Jordan. Now therefore, take for yourselves 12 men from the tribes of Israel, one man from every tribe, and it shall come to pass, as soon as the soles of the feet of the priest who bear the ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of the Jordan, that the waters of the Jordan shall be cut off. The waters shall come that come down from upstream, they shall stand as a heap. And so it was, when the people set out from their camp to cross the Jordan, with the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant before the people, and as those who bore the Ark came to the Jordan, and the feet of the priests who bore the Ark dipped in the edge of the water, for the Jordan overflows all of its banks during the whole time of harvest, that the waters which came down from upstream stood still and rose in a heap very far away at Adam, the city beside Zarethan. So the waters that went down to the sea of Arabah, the salt sea, failed and were cut off, and the people crossed over opposite Jericho. And then the priest who bore the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of the Jordan, and all Israel crossed over on dry ground until all the people had crossed completely over the Jordan. Let's jump right in. God's instructions to the people. Number one, set yourself apart for God. To get into the promised land, he said, sanctify yourselves. It means to consider yourself, to set aside yourself as something sacred, even majestic, worthy of consecration or establishing yourself before the Lord. Consecrate yourselves, one version says. Another says sanctify. It's the same word, same concept. This is actually what I just had you fill in there. Set apart, set yourself apart for God. I have Jesus' scripture there. Sanctify them in the truth. Thy word is truth. How do you do that? How do you set yourself apart for God? You come to the Lord, you get saved, you start to grow in the love, growing and loving the Lord, but you still have issues, entrapments, things that are, you try to get past them, they pull on you. How many of you have experienced having something in your life that you just can't seem to get over? Keep trying and trying. If you remember, this is a Jack Hayford statement, but you can't discipline a demon and you can't cast out the flesh. There are two different solutions for two different problems. When you get down to real sanctification, it has to do with two solutions: deliverance and discipleship. Jesus said, when an unclean spirit comes out of a man, the man is empty, the soul there empty, swept clean, and put in order. And then it says the unclean spirit goes out and gets seven more worse than itself, comes back and gets back in, and the condition of the person is worse than it was ever. Why did that happen? Are you ready? The key word, empty. The key word, empty, swept and put in order. What was wrong? No discipleship. Went through a deliverance, but didn't get discipled. Didn't put the word of God in and begin living and renewing the spirit of the mind with the Word of God, an intimate walk with Jesus. So you end up being in the worst condition. How many of you don't say who they are, but know of people who got free and lived in freedom at some time and are seven times worse today because they didn't follow through with the renewing of the mind and storing up the Word of God and the real sanctifying of yourself so you'll see wonders of the Lord? Some camp on one side and say, all I need to do is just to get free. And there is a great work of the Spirit of God to bring freedom. I love this so much. I love that ministry because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. And when we learn how to repent, and that's a lost vocabulary in the gospel in the United States. Repent. You don't even ever hear of it. You never hear sin. You can't repent if there's no sin, but the Holy Spirit is still convicting of sin. Whatever you want to call it. He's convicting. Thank God. And it's, listen, here's the deal. I think there was such a bashing and a Bible beating up of things using these terms that people begin to lose the sense of the love of God and all, because really, repentance is the most marvelous gift you can receive from God. You're going down the road and you're all messed up, and God grants you the gift of repentance, and you hear that Jesus Christ died for you and paid the debt. You don't have to do this anymore. And he was a guilt offering. All the shame can leave you, and you can turn around, and God, by his, it gives you the ability to actually forgive people, repenting under God and then forgiving people. And then suddenly you're walking in the freedom. Oh, it's just joyful. Why is this a secret? It's so wonderful. So real sanctification, real sanctify yourself. Everybody's ready to say this. Deal with yourself. Bring that, grab that collar of that old flesh man and come to the cross. I'm so grateful for the Spirit by which God has graced us to allow people to deal with themselves and be loved all the more. Where sin would come up and say, you should be ashamed of yourself, another brother or sister in the Lord would say, I was there and I know all about it. Let's just go ahead and throw out the garbage, because we don't pick through it. We just throw it out and we move on. And then we learn how to live in a way, the narrow way, live in the better way, live in the way that causes us to have the wholeness Jesus intended all along. I want to go ahead and tell you, God is holier than you can ever imagine. You're more sinful than you care to admit. And his love is more extravagant than you can ever measure. And he's come for you. Hallelujah. To win you back. And all of your obstinance and pride and fears and all the confusions you live in. Everybody say, sanctify yourself. Because tomorrow, God's going to do wonders among you. And we have started a vision about 4 years ago to, as the Lord led us, to go downtown to 216 Monroe. And I'm here to declare to you today that we're going to do everything in our power at this time to cross over and get in there as soon as possible. We don't know how long it will take, because there's a few things that need to be done before we want to put our kids first and their safety and their ministry to our kids, and do some things to improve the worship in the sanctuary. So here's a way that continue with the sanctification. You see that I have written down here, pray, give, and serve. Pray, pray, pray. I believe with all of my heart that there's a harvest of souls coming. And part of it for us is to get this, not only to pray, but he says prepare for the harvest. Just imagine with me, we're building a barn. We're getting the barn ready. Does that make sense? Bringing in the sheaves. Bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. So we need to pray. Do I say pray? Pray. give. We'll need some more resources. We have the Promised Land Fund. I was sharing, I felt like the Lord was touching me this morning, talking about this next Sunday morning. We'll be praying. This next Sunday coming up is the last, I guess almost the last day in the month, the last day of August. I want us to prepare our hearts for a Promised Land gift. Can you do that? Write it out to New Hope and put pray and ask the Lord, if you wouldn't mind, if you'd open to that. You guys are such a giving church. We need to move forward. We have some money. We don't know if it's enough. That's why the Lord's saying this now. Here's the point of this. You saw what happened to them. He said, the first thing you have to do is sanctify yourself. I'm going to do wonders among you, but I want you to be completely mine. So first things first. Be all in. Be all in your heart. Be the Lord's person. He doesn't need a million people. He just needs a few to be all in. And when you're all in, and here what I'm going to say to when we get to the next part. Okay, well, let's go ahead and go to the next. Number two, act in faith. This is what the Lord's requiring. Joshua had declared, when the soles of the feet of the priest bearing the ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of the Jordan. The waters of the Jordan shall be cut off from flowing, and the waters coming down from above shall stand in one heap. I can't imagine what that looked like. I can't even get my head around that. Can you imagine just, this is the Jordan River, and the water is going higher and higher and higher like a mountain. Here's the point. The miracle happened after they got in. It's time to get in. Time to get in. Time to get our feet in. I want to tell you this. When he said, the Lord said, I'm going to take care. I'm going to drive out all the enemies before you. The moment I decided in my heart to respond to the Lord's direction now, I had a bad dream. I was carrying something, kind of like a basket. I think money was in it. I'm not sure what it was. And there was, I think, a lady there or something. And two guys like from the mob were trying to kill me. They were acting like they weren't. Have you ever had a dream where you guys just gets more and more intense? I was more and more agitated. More and more agitated. After I made the decision, mobsters show up in my dreams to kill me. I think there's spiritual warfare. I got up, I went to the bathroom, I came back, I laid in the bed, and I said, in Jesus' name, I put on the helmet of salvation. I put on the breastplate of righteousness and the girdle of truth. Feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. I lay the shield of faith over me. I take up the sword of the Spirit. Do you know all that agitation just ran out the door? I put on the armor of God and slept like a baby. And there is warfare. I know my wife wrestled with sleeping. We made a decision and a backlash. So when I say pray, pray for us. Pray for provision. Pray for everything to fall together. I will tell you this one thing. God's provided some people to do some specific things. And the way back when we had the group come that did all the construction, remember, does anybody remember that far back? They're coming again. 12 to 17 of them, they're coming again October the 27th. Going to work solid for a week. They did so much that week. We got another prep. We go pray. There's a situation that we could end up with a lot of donated things, or at least very. We just need supplies, drywall, that kind of stuff, toilets. Going to get it all ready. How many of you know that a toilet in church is a nice thing? It's not fun, but the little throne is a help, and at this time we're acting in faith. Everybody say, act in faith. so we're saying in our hearts, we're saying as a group in unity, we're saying with all of our hearts, we're going to pray for each other and anticipating a massive, massive harvest of souls. I'm going to go get our feet in the water. We're going to move toward it. I'm looking forward to what the Holy Spirit will release. I will do wonders among you. Let this get in your heart. Another biblical example, probably preach on it a little later, but Jonathan and his armor bearer, when they came up to the cliff and they climbed up the cliff, they initiated battle. Saul and his army were all over here in a stupor. Jonathan initiated battle, and they went up, and Saul's men were hearing the thumping, and one was knocking them down, the other was killing them. They were having a heyday against the adversary. And then Saul woke up, and all their men came up and joined. If there's anything that's of a stupor on you, let the thudding of the adversary wake you up. Let there be a stirring in your heart. How many of you have a witness that we're on target? Let's go and rejoice. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you that it's not up to me to do anything but obey you. All we do is obey, and then you bear witness. Thank you, Lord. This burden is not mine. It's yours. Hallelujah. And so I thank you for that. I thank you, Lord. We respond in faith, act in faith, and you do it. Sanctify yourself and the Lord will do mighty wonders among you. Mighty wonders among you. And so we claim souls. We claim those that have been bound so long. And those that are broken and wandering around. I just saw, as if we're standing in the sanctuary, forgive me for the motion here, I saw wind from heaven blow in the room. The Lord is delighted. He is delighted in our responsiveness. Miracles, transformation, salvation. Get ready. Get ready. This is the day we need to rise up and be strong in the Lord. Yes, warfare happens, but get ready. Pray. Affirm one another. Walk in the Spirit. Deal with the stuff. Move forward. Thank you, Jesus. I feel like I'm in a holy place right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. When I shared this with my spiritual dad, Larry Titus, he's so affirming. The moment I shared this passage with him, he was quickened and affirmed it just instantly. He says, that's right. Faith without works is dead. God always arranges it where you take a step first. How many of you just get annoyed with God? Yeah. That's your flesh. Your spirit wouldn't be annoyed. First the natural, then the spiritual. Oh, my goodness. How many of you got enough of the natural just to get in the way a little bit every now and again? That's why the cross still exists. That's why the altar of Jesus Christ is still available for us to come and say, Lord, forgive me for allowing doubts to creep up in my head, allowing what I see in front of me dictate my reality when your word is dictating my reality. And I need to walk in the Spirit and go by faith and stand back and see how you're going to come and do what you want to do when the way you want to do it, not the way I think you're going to do it, but the way you're going to do it. I want to do it that way. How about you? You know why? One of the reasons is I want, maybe this is just personal, forgive me. I didn't have anybody in my family that walked in the Spirit. It did mighty exploits. I had to borrow off of other men of God. But I would love for my family and your families to say, you know what we did with Jesus? I remember
the Spirit of the Lord coming upon us at the church on the way. Forgive me for my history. But there was a sustaining season of the glory of God for a while. I don't know how many years. And it went and went and went. And there was a move and a move and a move of the Spirit for so long. I've tasted this stuff. And I'm not saying it's going to be like that, but I know when the glory of God rests somewhere, it's good. Ask Obed-Edom if it's good. When the ark stayed at his house, all the prospering happened. David said, we got to get this thing down here. Right? Whew, hallelujah. What good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? So we got to move with the Lord. Amen? Number three, experience God's miracle provision. This is not something you do. This is something God does. One and two are things that we do. Number three is what God does. We set ourselves apart for God. We act in faith according to His direction. We do those things. The ark always represents the presence of God. What we're going to do in our praise and worship is we're going to walk together and allow the presence of God that's established in us through the covenant of Jesus Christ. How many of you know the ark is called the Ark of the Presence? As we move together in the presence of God, it's kind of interesting too, just in the history of Israel, how the presence of God manifested with a cloud by day and a fire by night. It's called heating and air conditioning. They were in the wilderness, and it was hot during the day, so God provided His glory, put a cloud, so they had air conditioning. And at night, when the desert got cold, they had a fire of God, and there was a heating furnace. Now that's over, and they're coming to the Jordan, and it says it's not going to be that anymore. The symbol of my presence is the ark, and now the symbol of His presence is not a symbol, it's the reality of His presence. And the reality of His presence is affirming to your heart and mind today that the Lord is here. And it's time. Hallelujah. Experience the miracle provision. I love this. So set yourself apart for God to cross over. Act in faith. Then God gives you the experience of His miracle provision. Now the priest bearing the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stood firmly on the ground until all the nation finished passing over the Jordan. Isn't it amazing? They passed over on dry ground. That's just basically saying, I'm going to do a miracle for you if you step in. I'm going to do a miracle for you. Just go ahead and step in. I'm going to go ahead and do the miracle if you go ahead and step in. How many of you go ahead and step in because I'm going to do a miracle? I'm going to do things in your life, corporately and individually, if you step in. Establish it in your heart. I'm going to move. God's going to move. It's like the guy with the withered hand. Jesus says, stretch forth your hand. He didn't say, speak to it. He said, stretch it. He had to move it. When he moved it, it was healed. God's saying, I'm requiring movement. And then the miracle. Amen? Now, I want to close with this. Well, not close with it, but I'll close with something else. What's that, babe? Oh, yeah. This world together. Let me go ahead and establish this. Abraham and Zechariah. I'll give you two examples. We're walking in the will of the Lord. Have you ever messed up being in the will of God? Wow, there's honest people here. I'm not the only one. Excuse me. Thank God Kate can fix that so it's not on the recording. I'm just saying. There, you can do the whole thing. You cut all that out right there. I got moved in my heart. My nose got moving too. Hallelujah. Abraham was given a promise, you know, and it went on and on. It took a long time. And so he and Sarah figured out a way to make it happen quicker. Isn't that something? That's called birthing an Ishmael. They figured out a way. We're going to get it, God's program going. We're going to get it going. We're going to get it going. Got ahead of God. Created problems. But let me go ahead and affirm something. God still fulfilled His promise. With imperfect people, the Son of Promise was born by His miracle power, contrary to their own working of their fleshly ways. He did what He... When you're trying to go too fast, God says, I'm still going to do it in my way, on my time. And then you had Angel Gabriel comes to Zacharias in peace and prayer. And he says, your Elizabeth, who's been barren all of her life, she's going to bear a son, John. He's going to be called John. And he's going to do all this stuff and prepare the way for the Messiah. And Zechariah doubts. So God says, we're going to just close your mouth, make you mute for about 9 months. Because I'm going to fulfill it anyway. Even when you've doubted, God says, I'm going to fulfill what I promised. Come on. Are we willing in the will of God? Absolutely. Do I know how it's going to work out? No. I just know it's time. And we're going to see the miracle touch of Jesus. Hallelujah. So, with just a couple of minutes here, I want to ask everybody, if you would, close your eyes just for a second, just for a moment. Because the first word that went out was sanctify yourselves, and tomorrow I'll do wonders among you. And so I'm wondering if there's an area or something that you need to deal with in your own soul today. Holy Spirit, come and help us see the deficiency, uncover an attitude. As David said a long time ago, Lord, I pray that there would not be any presumptuous sins in my life. Help me. So we open up to the Holy Spirit to say, honey, right here, surrender this to me. I am my son, my daughter, right here, this little thing right here. Give it to me. Let's open our hearts to the Lord right now. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you provide such an atmosphere of love for us to open our hearts. In anything that has been soiled in our souls, you come and wash it from us by the beauty of the washing of your word, by the power of your blood. You liberate us from those places. Now the Lord just put in me, allow him to deal with the doubt. I don't know who you are, but let the doubt be surrendered now to the Lord. I don't know what to do, but the Lord just witnessed in my spirit. Let your doubts be given to the Lord. Would you do that? Say, Lord, I choose to be a believing person in your word. I choose your word over doubt. That's a delivering word. Let's go ahead and respond to the Lord. I wash my heart clean from the presumption that I know more than you do. Cleanse me from doubt. Put the sword to the root of all things that would cause me to doubt your goodness and your miracle provision and all that you want to do. Break its power in our midst now, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Surrender it, guys. All the handwritings and requirements are nailed to the cross. Broken power. Whatever that thing is that comes up and says, it ain't going to happen. Go ahead and let it be nailed to the cross. We're going to give this all to Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Man, praise the Lord. He's just working right now. The Lord said, I am working. John the Baptist said, Jesus has come to put the axe to the root. If there's been the words of doubt in any form, allow the Lord to take that fruit from that nasty root and bring it to the cross. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can we just praise Him for a moment? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. I don't want to embarrass you, Kaylee. I just want to tell you the Lord has already got your whole future all figured out for you. I want to affirm that those thoughts you have about what's going to happen for me, the Lord's already got all planned for you. Okay? Just cling to Him. Best is yet to come. Okay? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There may be, when it comes to a meeting like this, and the Holy Spirit brings forth the Word, sometimes it just uncovers something that might need a little bit more thorough, be addressed in a little bit more thorough manner. I don't know why, but the Lord wants to deal with doubt. And listen, it's not. He didn't say unbelief. Unbelief is a choice that God's not going to come through ever. Doubt is, I don't know. I'm wrestling all the time. I'm being buffeted. That's okay. But Jesus said, I'm going to come to the roots of that and deal with it so you could be a believer, freely believing, laying hold of His promises with joy and conviction that He is good to you. So important for us, isn't it? Thank you, Lord. Everybody's heads are bobbing like those little things in the back of the car. So, bobbleheads. Affirming the work of the Spirit. Let's stand together. Before we dismiss, hug the two people and tell them God is so alive in your life. He's working in you. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm so excited I want to preach it all over again, I tell you. Anybody want to hang around? Let's lift our heads to the Lord. We bless your name, Lord Jesus. Almighty God, you are everything that anybody could ever imagine when they really understand who you are. You are the best. Hallelujah. To you be all the glory in the church. Praise you, Lord. And now the Lord bless you and keep you and make His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Love on each other. If you need further prayer, come on up on the platform for a green prayer with the pastoral staff. Just love on each other, guys. Enjoy the fellowship in the cafe.